This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. There's a new CD compilation of the music of Mimi and Richard Farina. It's come out nearly 35 years after the original songs were recorded. Music writers consider Richard Farina one of the greatest folk rock poets, somebody who might have had a career equal to Bob Dylan's if he'd not died young. Farina's only novel was published just before his death in 1966. It was called Been Down So Long, It Looks Like Up to Me, and it's come to be regarded as a post-Beat classic. Musician Jeff Calder says the new CD reminds us that Farina's songs are classics too.
On the evening of April 30th, 1966, Richard Farina was killed in a motorcycle accident in the hills near his home at Carmel, California. He was only 29 years old.
Well, he's the kind of guy puts on a motorcycle jacket and he weighs about 105, man. He's the kind of surfer, got a whole daddy haircut, and you wonder how he lives around. He's the kind of rocker.
Richard Farina cut a romantic figure in the mid-1960s. Novelist, poet, radical and raconteur, he was also a committed singer-songwriter who played an old-fashioned mountain dulcimer stretched across his lap. Farina was complimented by his wife, Mimi, the younger sister of Joan Baez. Mimi sang, played guitar, and sometimes strummed the auto harp. Mimi and Richard Farina formed a dark and delicate pair. In 1965 and 66, they released two exquisite albums on Vanguard Records, which were among the first experiments in electric folk music. Richard's mother was Irish, his father was Cuban. He grew up in Brooklyn and attended Cornell University in the late 1950s, where he became a close friend of Thomas Pynchon. In time, Pynchon would dedicate his famous novel, Gravity's Rainbow, to his old classmate. When Farina left college, he began circulating in the folk music and publishing circles of Boston and New York City. In 1961, he married Carolyn Hester, then one of the most important singers on the new folk scene. It was from Hester that Farina acquired his first dulcimer. The marriage to Carolyn Hester came apart in 1962. He'd met a 17-year-old dancer, Mimi Baez, in Paris, and they had fallen in love. As their musical relationship developed, Mimi would harmonize sympathetically with the razor's edge of Richard's high Irish wine.
My good old captain said to me, go down, your blood-red roses, go down. We'll plunder to a high degree. Go down, your blood-red roses. Go down.
When it came to witty political satire, Mimi and Richard's down-home defiance shared points of similarity with their colleague, Bob Dylan. House of Un-American Blues' Activity Dream overcomes the challenge of time to its topicality with an insolent sneer. At the core of these songs is an otherwise different sensibility, which becomes apparent when the Farinas suddenly shift to more moody atmospheres. Mimi's harp-like fingerpicking hinted at the gray mist of mornings along the Pacific coastline, where many of these lamentations were composed.
Come wander quietly and listen to the wind. Come near and listen.
But it's the transcendental protest songs, like their masterpiece of menace, Bold Marauder, which repositions Mimi and Richard Farina in the pyramid's eye of America's folk rock pantheon. Bold Marauder is a hypnotic recitation, like an angry Greek chant from 400 BC.
It's hi-ho!
Richard died the same day Mimi turned 21 years old. His sudden death, before the 60s blew up and made reputations of far lesser lights, has confined Mimi and Richard Farina to the tragic underworld of pop history. But their final collaboration, Reflections in a Crystal Wind, rises into the sun of today as a typically grand, elegant gesture, one that decorates the headstone of its era as the most eloquent apology of all.
If there's a way to say I'm sorry, perhaps I'll stay another evening beside your door and watch the moon rise inside your window where jewels are falling and flowers weeping and strangers laughing because you're dreaming.
Mimi and Richard Farina, we've heard from Jeff Calder, a writer and member of the band Swimming Pool Cues in Atlanta.
Perhaps I'll wait beside the pathway where no one's coming and count the questions.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Jonathan Kern, and produced by Jeff Rogers. The technical director is Bill Deputy.
The production staff includes Lisa Harmon, Gerald Tahn, and Jeremy Hobson.
Our executive producer is Ellen Weiss. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered.